We're back. Patriot Power Hour. Third time's a charm, at least from what it looked like. We had things working for about a minute. It froze. We tried to reboot. Did not work. But from what I'm seeing, everything is nominal. Signs are nominal. Future Dan coming in loud and clear.
Yeah, we got less time now to get what we want to say.
It's 8:07. We lost a few minutes. We're going to get into the news blitz. We got a whole half hour at the second part to talk about a dedicated topic. So really, we got about 5 minutes to blitz through anything we want before we're kind of out of time, out of free time. So what do you want to hit on?
So as I was saying, what strikes you for particularly salient news? You're beginning to talk about the infrastructure bill. What do you think about its prospects? What do you think about the cryptocurrency controls that might be in it? And what do you think about its impact on the federal government's debt?
All great questions. At work today on a company-wide conference call, one of our construction managers, he's in charge of the construction insurance practice, stated, you know, jubilantly that this infrastructure project would just bring in, obviously, billions upon billions and hundreds of millions in my local area of new work that needs insurance. So he was quite happy. However, no one mentioned that none of this is actually funded and all of it is borrowed. This is all added to the debt. What we currently have, the current budget, is not funded. Only about half of it is funded through taxes. The other half is borrowed. So this whole, in addition to, all borrowed. Some people will get money out of it, kind of those handouts, and there will be some legitimate economic activity. But each stimulus package, the amount of legitimacy will shrink, the more amount of corruption will grow, and the amount of future inflation is going to go out the roof. So that's my overall thought on it. Oh, and by the way, they're looking to add 87,000 IRS agents to help pay for some of this and extract wealth from you.
Is it like pouring gasoline on a campfire in the rain?
It's really their only option to avoid economic collapse unless they tried to face things and do, you know, actually bite down and attempt to have a, not even a soft landing at this point, but just not a head-on collision with a mountain. I mean, the debt is so bad. The economy is in tatters. There's so many people already relying on welfare and unemployment, and it's only growing. Their only option, besides coming clean and trying to fix it, their only option to keep the fraud going, that is something like this or worse. I expect more $1 trillion-plus stimulus packages coming down the road, you know, couple per year, forever. And eventually, though, they're going to run out of goodwill, and this debt bomb will eventually explode. Is it going to be 1 year, 5 year, 10 year? Who knows? But the math shows it won't be paid back. It's like this worldwide, so there's going to be some sort of debt reset. And let me tell you, that's not going to be fun for anyone in the middle class or striving to get to the middle class.
Yeah. So what about the cryptocurrency controls you're seeing?
So one of the biggest aspects, and to be honest with not just this bill, but almost all bills, I like to wait until it's actually passed before I fully dive into it. So many things come and go. But what I know from the crypto thus far is a lot of the focus is going to be on those who sell and mine, M-I-N-E, cryptocurrency. And another big aspect will be that there'll be a lot of these cryptocurrencies will be considered securities, which has huge implications with regard to the Securities Act of, I think, 1931 and 1932, passed after the big crash of 1929. But all stocks, bonds, and securities are governed by these acts and subsequent, you know, legislation as well. They want to put crypto under that fold, which would severely limit a lot of these altcoins, in my opinion. Now, Bitcoin, I personally believe, won't be impacted in the long term, but people will be probably just scared off from the entire aspect. And you got to remember, another big part of this is essentially spying or mandating that people or entities report on your activity. So if you're their client, they are forced to report to the IRS what you've sold, and, you know, just like a stockbroker. So just another way for them to get control and tax, as well as regulate and control and pave their way for their own cryptocurrencies. I expect all the banksters to come out with their own products. They're taking on Bitcoin and some of the alts, but they're going to be pushing their own. The Fed is going to bring out their own digital currency. Everyone's going to get in on it, but they're trying to hijack it. They're going to be somewhat successful, but I think in particular, I'm a Bitcoin maximalist. I feel like that's the most decentralized of all of them and is the most, maybe it will be the most targeted, but it's also the most protected.
So it's surveillance is the first stage of being attacked.
Yeah, surveillance, and then comes taxation, and then imprisonment, usually, I guess, is the order, and killing.
Yeah.
They got to spy on you, figure you out, and then find your weak points or find out who the leaders are, take you down.
Find you, fix you, finish you.
Something like that.
What else is going on this week?
What?
List the news on the particular headlines in the next segment, but We're gonna deep dive into some more abstract ideas in the second half. So now's the time to make a statement about the news that you see. Last week you were calling for a potential crisis this fall. How's that?
It's every prediction
faring one week in.
You know, every week I'm actually getting a lot more concerned. I feel like about a month ago was my low point on concern in the last 18 months. But things are really ratcheting up, especially with the lockdown 2.0, the boosters, all the surveillance coming in with regard to COVID, but a lot of other issues too. Excuse me. We're seeing things heating up in the Middle East. We're seeing China really saber rattling with Taiwan. Those two in particular scare me. So yeah, it's hard to always predict everything, but I expect, like I said, something either a lockdown 2.0, just as bad or worse than the first one, and or false flag attacks or some sort of outside kind of geopolitical, whether it's terrorists or otherwise. We're seeing, obviously, in Afghanistan, Taliban hitting back. So just things are really rushing. It's hard to tell what is the number one threat, but I always bring it back to economy, because if anything else blows up literally or figuratively, you know the economy is going to be hurting bad.
Yeah, so you're thinking we're at an escalated level of awareness on threats right now, and we weren't last August, and we weren't the previous August before the COVID crash. It's August, so usually sleepier than what it's appearing to you tonight.
And I feel like it's a lot of rumblings for what's going to be coming in the next 1 to 6 months, like especially with regard to COVID. I really think for Labor Day on, and we just saw that they're going to attempt to mandate troops vaccinated by September 15th. A lot of other organizations, whether governmental or colleges or others, will starting hardcore vaccination mandates in September. That'll be a big tranche, I think, and or variants or other issues come up and more lockdowns. They're going to need trillions and trillions and more stimulus above and beyond and more crazy Fed action. And maybe that'll stave it off until the next fall or the next one. But I'm telling you, that the can kicking is really running low, I think.
I had to take all 5 anthrax. So every time we deployed overseas, it was go ahead and get these shots. It's never really been a choice for anybody in the military since inoculations came about. The question is, how do they get to an FDA approval that passes all the certifications? Because right now it's emergency use authorization. They wrote off all the test procedures because it was an emergency. And this was, you know, something that CDC and FEMA have had in the literature and the doctrine for decades, right? That emergency use authorizations might happen in the event of pandemics.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not sure if they're going to make the military do that if they haven't passed emergency use authorization and gone past that. It's no longer an emergency to use it. And I'm not seeing headlines talking about that right now, which is a curious little gap in the whole picture.
Definitely. Really interesting. I don't know. I mean, there's so much else that could or could not come through. It's usually those that you don't see coming that really wallop you, though. So Stay on your toes. We're preppers. This is Prepper Broadcast Network, by the way. And that's why you prep. That's why you try to stay ready and head on a swivel, future Dan.
Yeah. We're going to blast this news. What do you say we both do the heat map? I'm going to take column 2 and 4.
Awesome. That sounds like a plan. Guys, we will be back very shortly. Then hit the news blitz. FutureDanger.com to follow along. And, of course, go to PrepperBroadcasting.com. PrepperBroadcasting.com.
The situation around Syracuse is one of utter devastation. Just like the other nuked cities, the danger area of highest contamination extends out 20 miles from the blast zone. All the communities immediately around the city have major problems. There is a mandatory evacuation order for the city itself and some of the immediate surrounding areas. They are testing the water, air, and soil constantly for contamination. This excerpt is from the book titled The Prepper, Part 1, The Collapse, by Carl A.D. Brown. Go to Amazon.com today and explore one family's journey through the collapse. Again, The Prepper by Carl A.D. Brown.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
So are you ready to rock? Well, don't ever stop. We are on a crash course of freedom and we can go as long as we want.
Patriot Power Hour back August 10th, 2021. Guess what? It's time for that news blitz. Let's just hit it straight away. Millions of Americans unemployed despite record job openings. Arizona State Senator accused of 7 felonies. Sex with 2 teens included in that. FBI officials widely ignored rules in 2016, dozens in contact with reporters. Billionaires segregate themselves on luxury private islands. Ordinary people told that they cannot travel. Saw Obama's 60th birthday party as well as an example. New York City launches vaccine passport. I believe it's called the Key to the City. Maybe we'll look at that later. Future Dan, please take over. Column number 2.
We were talking about the Middle East. Column 2 tonight is the carryover Iranian-Israeli tensions. Understanding the shadow war between Israel and Iran. Good article to start you off. Israel ready to attack Iran as defense minister says, we need to take military action. Hezbollah launching 19 rockets against northern Israel. Trading fire with Israel. Dangerous Middle East escalation. Worst fighting since the 2006 war. That's been going on in the last week. Curious mission flown over the Baltic Sea by U.S. Air Force nuke-sniffing plane. China has stolen enough data to compile a dossier on every American, Ben. An Army Task Force 46 is training. New York City nuke bio attacks. I'd like to hear from the NBC guy on what Task Force 46 is all about. Over to you.
Army Task Force 46, huh? All right, column 3, the economic column, broad oversight of virtual currency still in legislation, obviously passed Senate. When is that vote in the House? Do we have that time? Maybe not.
Not tonight.
Not tonight. Maybe tomorrow. Fed government carrying $28.6 trillion debt load. That's only one way to look at the debt. Senate passes $1.2 trillion bill just in today, of course. Looking in the red zone of federal government debt to GDP, 124%. Add in Medicare and Social Security, though, and double that. Trade deficit widened to record in June. We see that record almost every month now. Final column, take it over.
Nature, health, technology, natural catastrophe. News. We got Israel and Australia reporting between 95 and 99% of the hospitalized are fully vaccinated in those countries now. Wildfires in the West. 3-week-old wildfire engulfing Northern California towns, mountain towns. Downtown Greenville, California, leveled by the Dixie Fire. Dixie Fire now the second, perhaps even tonight's getting close to the number one largest in California state history. U.S. intelligence agencies scouring reams of virus genetic data from China, trying to determine was it a lab that lost control of that pathogen. 3 erupting Alaskan volcanoes, spitting lava and ash clouds. Lake Powell dips to historic low. Arizona drought among the worst in the country. And as you mentioned in the first segment, Ben, COVID vaccines to be required for the military. That's the week's roundup. What's your takeaway?
Well, we've been covering this. I've been covering this since before you and I even did radio together, starting almost 4 years ago. But the billionaires, their armored redoubts head into New Zealand and other areas, luxury islands. But the people shut down. Now, I mostly had been covering this from a carbon footprint aspect that the peasants wouldn't be able to travel. But now it's that in addition to virus lockdown. So we're seeing a lot of headlines in mainstream media, let alone other independent media, of billionaires hightailing it out or even, you know, renouncing their U.S. citizenship and getting out before what I suppose they consider an imminent collapse.
You want to do a little deep dive? Click into that indicator, because this is the type of UK Sun Daily Mail article that comes out. I don't know. They run it every 90 days. So it's not really different. We got it now, August of 2021. Last saw it, well, actually 12 months ago in September. Last July, a couple of them. Before that, you know, 2 years earlier, in September 2018, used to be a lot more of them. In the 18 time frame, there were several that year. So, you know, the headlines that we're looking at, you know, maybe 12 in the history of Future Dangers Archives, dating back for this indicator to January of 2017. But New Zealand as a place where luxury bunkers have been placed, and the Caribbean islands. It's something that gets run every so often, and it's hard to tell when any of these are, you know, particularly outstanding. But we've graded this current news this summer as, you know, high grade of threat, because before, as you were saying, maybe they were traveling and maybe they were buying up land overseas and maybe they had a place to go, but we weren't stopped from traveling. Now it's different. Unless you want to take that shot and comply with the surveillance, and there's a lot of it now, you're not going overseas.
Exactly. It's a whole different level. Previously, like, oh, well, you know, the rich will be rich. They'll do their thing. You can't call that a conspiracy. Now, though, maybe a little different. And you're right, we're seeing, going back from January 2017 forward, we've seen many low-level articles, kind of like informational articles, even from Bloomberg and The Guardian, Daily Mail, MSN, all different sources.
Mainstream.
Mainstream sources coming through. But now, it's a little bit different. Compared to, let's say, August 2017 or 2018, world's a little bit of a different place. And I would just really quickly, even though there was an article about it per se, we have talked a lot about this. I feel like a combination of the contact tracers / COVID army plus environmental aspect, a lot of that is in this infrastructure bill, kind of a private, well, freaking Obama said this. And I mentioned this when we were on the SGT report, that Obama, before he was president, said that he needed a civilian force just as well funded and equipped as the military, you know, kind of think of it almost like a citizen army, but I think of it almost like the Gestapo, or give me a good example from
one of 40 New Deal agencies. Yeah. They did it all the time in the 40s.
So we're talking about a million plus.
The 30s.
Well, I'm Roosevelt. Thinking more of what are the the red, more like the red red purge.
All those work corps, the forestry, yeah. All the labor, the roads, all the New Deal, let's all get the people together under some government work program.
Exactly.
And go build.
But I'm thinking this is more like China, Maoist China work brigades.
Well, they did too.
Like the next level. This is a lot, this is a whole level of evil worse than 1930s.
Well, this would be volunteer. You're not going to make people do this.
Well, if people are so destitute, especially merge FEMA camps with forced labor as a snitch slash, you know, neighborhood captain who's tattling on everybody, just like they did in the Soviet time, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I don't think we're there right now.
But we could be there 5 years away as trajectory, I guess, is my point. So that's something else I've been kind of ruminating on, and that's part of this infrastructure bill is funding these new departments slash new, you know, and they couch it as investing in local community resources to help underprivileged people deal with COVID, right? But it's really enforcers that knock on your door, check your vaccine passport, and if you don't get it, they can ship you off if you don't have the resources. I mean, it's really going to that level. And it's scary. And all these people that are unemployed, and we're going to get into this with the kinds of citizens, the four kinds of citizens, and four kinds of people even, there's a lot that will serve the state for either minimal compensation or just to cause pain. We've seen that a lot in history.
Wow. Yeah. I thought we were talking about billionaires on islands.
Well, why are they getting away? Because of this total meltdown that's coming our way. So that's where I'm seeing it head, though. And I did bring that up on SGT report, and I just had to reiterate that with all the stuff we're seeing, with all the millions that are already unemployed, never going back to work, if they're told, you know, they're being built up as an army in that Clower and Piven strategy. That's what they're going to do at home, and then the elite are going to run offshore while we blow each other up.
What about a consumer-driven economy? Don't the unemployed have to eventually have jobs, or the model of our consumer economy is – how's that work?
Yeah, I mean
– they can't buy, right? You can't sit at home buying –
they're going to have jobs. They're going to be working for the government as a COVID code enforcer or a new Green Deal. They're going to go make sure you're not polluting or – they're going to go bother the local ranch, make sure they're not collecting water, et cetera, and write you up. And if you threaten them at all or even try to say you can't trespass past my land, they'll come back with men with guns.
And they'll make more vapor greenbacks to just keep it going.
Oh, absolutely. It'll be transferred directly to their card, some Federal Reserve digital currency.
I just made that up, vapor greenback.
Vapor greenback. It's vaporware.
Vaporware dollar. Vapor dollar.
That's pretty much what the U.S. dollar coin, the Fed coin that's coming up in a bank near you. It'll be direct transfer just like that. Absolutely. I know this isn't happening literally in this infrastructure bill, but it's setting that next stage, that next pathway that they're going to continue to build on. Continue to set up their tyranny and expand government. Instead of 10, 15% of people working for government, they want 50-plus percent. And there you go.
How do they stop the Fed coin that arrives in your non-working bank account being used to buy gold or meme stock?
They'll just make it illegal.
Yeah,
they'll be fully surveilled.
There it goes.
All right, guys, we got a really interesting second half of the show planned, so do stick with us. Of course, though, PrepperBroadcasting.com. Go check it out, PrepperBroadcasting.com. Patriot Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Of Americans are still not protected against COVID-19. And we are seeing more infections among those who are unvaccinated. I issued a Surgeon General's advisory on the dangers of health misinformation. Surgeon General advisories are reserved for urgent public health threats. The bass and the tweeters make the speakers go to war. Misinformation poses an imminent and insidious threat to our nation's health. The mighty trumpet brings the freaks out to the floor. Health misinformation is false, inaccurate, or misleading information about health. The bass and the tweeters make the speakers go to war. Misinformation takes away our freedom. The mighty trumpet brings the freaks out to the floor. Misinformation has led people to resist wearing masks. What we call disinformation. We need an all-of-society approach. Checking sources before they share. Tell me where the freak's at. If you're not sure, don't share. Today, the Rockefeller Foundation is announcing a $13.5 million commitment. This is just the beginning. We expect more from our technology companies. Take action against misinformation super spreaders. Freak flow, freak show. Welcome to the circus. Bringing individuals and organizations together. Let the leaders lead, preachers preach. Welcome to the circus. Nearly every death we are seeing now from COVID-19 could have been prevented. Did we do this for a purpose just to keep that fire burning? Kids are depending on all of us to get vaccinated. More and more patients with COVID-19 who never got vaccinated because they were misled by misinformation. Healthier information environment. There is disinformation that is coming from bad actors. Not sharing is caring. Misinformation literally costing us our loved ones. The bass and the tweeters make the speakers go to war. Technology companies have a particularly important role. The mighty trumpet brings the freaks out to the floor. Much, much more has to be done, and we can't wait. The bass and the tweeters make the speakers go to war. It's costing people their lives. The mighty trumpet brings the freaks out to the floor.
Tell me where the freaks at. We are in regular touch with these social media platforms. We've increased disinformation research and tracking. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook. We're helping get trusted content out there. COVID community court. Robust enforcement strategy. Information travels quite quickly on social media platforms. Information spreads too quickly. We have empowered, engaged, funded local voices to combat misinformation that's traveling online or traveling, unfortunately, out of the mouths of elected officials.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Patriot Power Hour, episode 149.75, in effect, second half of what's turning out to be a remarkable show. I had an idea, Ben, about four kinds of citizens.
Okay.
Just a construct, a spectrum. Help you think about the modern world. I wanted to run it past you.
Let's do it.
All right. So there's four kinds of people. We're going to talk about each one. But then there's a dynamic, a layer that runs across three out of the four of them.
Okay.
And we'll explain how that works. So I want to talk about that cross-running layer first.
Okay.
If you're cynical, which a lot of us get to be watching the world closely, it all comes down to stupid or evil, right? It's the stupid versus evil dynamic. Either one is unable to understand, or someone's just ignoble, depraved, unjust, wicked, they're evil, they act out of malicious intent, all right? And what I hear a lot is a different dynamic, a third element, stupid or evil or just a victim, right? A person who's fooled, you know, isn't at fault, right? And it kind of goes to something that a lot of people have said, I've heard before, that, you know, we have a false left-right paradigm, that we're all fooled by it, that we're all victims of both parties, et cetera, so on and so forth. Well, I would say a person who's fooled through their own long-term ignorance is stupid. And one who's deceived by evil people ultimately share in that evil. So the stupid versus evil dynamic, like I said, I think it applies to three groups of people. We'll get into them later. But what do you think about when something wrong is going on, something bad is happening, it's not a natural catastrophe, it's man-made. Would you agree it always just comes down to stupid versus evil?
I think it's a great juxtaposition, and the way you couch it at the end here, that someone who's fooled through their own long-term ignorance is stupid. I think that's never been more true in modern Western society because of the internet and so many resources. Some peasant, you know, in 1500 or 1000.
They were a victim.
They were much more on the victim, I would think. But nowadays, if you are, depends on your mental capacity and where your upbringing, this and that. But long story short, there's never been more information available to combat that ignorance. There's a lot of disinformation, a lot of complicated issues out there, so it's not all black and white. But on the other hand, there's not much excuse because you have access to so much information, and the evil is so glaring in so many ways that if you don't catch on to it, at least in a couple areas, you don't have to know everything, but at least a couple. Like if you're a nurse, focus on the medical. If you're into economics, finance, focus on that. If you're into history, focus on the attack on liberties, all different areas. You know, if you're a farmer, focus on GMO, all that stuff, whatever. Whatever your expertise is or interests, there's evil. Ignorance is not an excuse anymore unless you're totally mentally incapacitated. That's how I look at it.
It's a little kind to call evil stupid. It kind of gives the actor, you know, forgiveness for not having the wherewithal. And we're talking about adult political, social, economic terms, you know, the adult citizen. Right.
Yes.
Not incapacitated.
Like the Greek citizen, like not somewhat educated, somewhat responsible person in society.
Yeah, the body politic. There, right? You go. Not children, not the infirm.
Yeah. There you go.
Not people born with disabilities. We're not talking about them. We're talking about the actors in our world.
Okay.
And if something's not right, I think the stupid versus evil dynamic applies.
And now, I think when you're saying one's deceived by evil, people sharing that evil, that's almost because of their laziness, or they see something, a way for themselves to benefit. In that regard, they let themselves be deceived and share in that evil. I definitely agree with that.
Okay. So there's no victims in this construct. It's stupid or evil.
Okay.
In the long term. Short term, anybody can be fooled and you're a victim of that.
But I'm all about this. I'm into mathematics, economic models, and abstract ideas. I'm all about it. Let's go.
Now, that's the stupid versus evil dynamics, the cross-cutting layer of this.
Okay.
But what the construct, the four types of citizens, the construct's based upon, if you take the Ten Commandments and the Ten Articles of the Bill of Rights and all the parts and pieces of the Commandments and Bill of Rights, because some have different concepts in the same commandment or Bill of Rights. If you lay them over with each other, there's Mosaic law, right? The Ten Commandments, there's three that are clearly secular to all society across the world, even non-Judeo-Christian societies, which is lying, or specifically perjury, theft, and murder. The other seven are spiritual. They're matters of conscience, your conscience, and they'd only be enforced in a theocracy. And historically, theocracies are forms of tyranny, and that's why you know all seven other commandments are in conflict with the First Amendment and establishment of a state religion. So we're not going to talk about the non-civic commandments, but they're there, and it's important in terms of how we define the people.
Okay.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Before I get into the four types of people, any questions on that? We're going to talk about all of the 10 articles of the Bill of Rights, but only three, the ones that are indisputably a matter of justice, you know, lying, stealing, and killing, murdering specifically, it defines these four groups of people in certain ways.
Really, it all boils down to, are you directly hurting someone or damaging or stealing their property? Murder, theft, and perjury, meaning having the government come in and take them away, arrest them, kill them.
Take their property.
By a lie. Yes. Yeah, with a lie.
Through lies.
So, like you said, adultery, that's a Ten Commandment that's not really outlined as being criminal or against the Bill of Rights now. Morally, could be wrong. We'll talk about a lot of this other, those
we're gonna
other
touch,
seven.
We're going to touch where it fits into exactly. The four groups.
But really right. Focusing on these three, cut through everyone, murder, theft, and perjury.
Right. So the first group of people I want to talk about are collectivists. They give their group priority over each individual in it. They adhere to tribe, caste, clan, race. They are envious people. They covet their neighbor's property. They desire centralized social and economic control. The collectivists, we know who they are. Now, this group of people, the stupid evil dynamic applies.
Okay.
If they're stupid collectivists, they're ignorant of the eternal failed attempts to control the means of production and distribution, capital, land by the community. You know, pretty much since Stone Age nomadic groups started to evolve and generate civilization by instituting freely competitive markets. So if you don't understand that since the tribal age, collectivism fails, you're stupid. Or you're evil. You're people pushing towards a dictatorship of state-controlled wage earners without property. You're a Marxist. You understand it. You're pushing for it. And the collectivists are subject to the stupid evil dynamic. And a lot of people belong to that. I'd say a third of the United States now.
You think a third are stupid or evil collectivists?
Right.
All right.
Philosophically, they are attuned to this. And I don't think this group among the four kinds of citizens ever goes away because of tens of thousands of years of tribal existence. Evolutionarily, there is a segment of the population. They're dependent. They are dependents. They depend on others, right? The difference is in the modern age, they want to use the state through the vote to seize property from their fellow citizens, all right? The tens of millions of Americans that are taking the check and not working right now while the jobs are opening possibly fit into this group, but they could fit into others.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that. That's group number one, collectivists, Ben.
Quick question on this. You say about a third in your estimate are collectivist. What percentage are, and by the way, we're not going to take a second break here tonight because we had some tech issues, so we're just going to power through it. Do you think most of the collectivists are stupid or evil or some sort of mix?
The stupid evil split on collectivists?
Yeah.
In contemporary American society?
Yes.
We're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's come back to that.
Okay.
All right, we got to introduce the four groups. All right.
All right.
And like I said, these are eternal groups of citizens of every state throughout history.
Okay.
I think. In varying degrees of proportion, right? Imagine a pie chart with four quadrants.
Yeah.
Some can be tiny slivers in some societies and during some ages. Others can be large. Others can be balanced. But they're always
okay.
there.
Okay.
They're
always there. Makes sense.
Group number two are the tyrants, people exerting the power of government. Their behavior is eternally tending towards oppressive and unjust acts. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's the axiom. That's the idea. That's what happens without term-limited, popularly elected, freely and fairly popularly elected representatives. You end up with tyrants. We're close. We're close to the United States. They accept unreasonable or arbitrary control of freedom too easily. And the stupid evil dynamic applies to tyrants. And I think you find varying degrees of unintelligence or malevolence ebbing and flowing in our government, at least. Perhaps other countries, they would tend towards saying, no, it's always been pretty much evil. Or they're very forgiving and say, oh, it's just because the politicians are really stupid that we have things the way they are. You got a sense what kind of person you're talking to by how they attribute the proportions of stupid and evil dynamic to the tyrants. But nevertheless, every state has this class. Tyrant is a strong word. Collectivist is a strong word. In fact, all the titles of the four kinds of citizens are strong, strongly, have a lot of loaded meaning to them. But that's on purpose to help make it memorable. So, for example, think about the United States at the beginning of our existence. The tyrants would have been the founding fathers, right? They were exercising power. And they had an idea that it would tend towards oppressive and unjust power. But that didn't stop the Republic from going exactly in the direction that they started. Somebody had to run it, even in the leanest of times for tyrants on the planet. Would be at our founding, at least in the body politic of white people. Slavery, obviously, that was pure tyranny in the South. And the tyrants in the South were petty, and they owned plantations, and they ran it for decades, and it was evil. But that wasn't stupid. That was just evil, right? So stupid, evil dynamic applies to tyrants. That's group number two. What do you think?
Makes a lot of sense to me, and this includes not just the agents of government, but also like just the sycophants that cheer them on, I think, right? Like there's a lot of citizens out there that are like, yes, the government's mandating vaccines, yes, mandate, we need more rules, we have to get these people under control, we need the government to get bigger and stronger and exercise more power, cheering them on, like cheering on Hitler as he continues to grow in power in the 30s.
Yeah.
That's definitely that's scary. I've seen a lot of that since COVID for real.
It's the authoritarians among us.
Yeah. Not good. Okay.
So you can be a collectivist and a tyrant, but you don't have to be a tyrant to be a collectivist. If you want to go live on a commune and live among a group of people that share in that manner, and you do it peacefully and everybody's voluntarily doing it.
Okay.
You may be collectivist, but you're not a tyrant, but most collectivists in this day and age,
in the end,
in the history, have pushed towards.
They may try to start without it, but quickly, rule of law is needed, and they just go straight back to tyranny. Yeah,
but clearly, you can have tyrants that are not collectivists.
Okay, right? Yeah, exactly. That too.
All right. Maybe that describes our government today. I don't know. Third group, you ready?
Let's do it.
Strong term. Degenerates.
Degenerates.
Yeah, I'd call them degenerates. And I want listeners to take that from a very narrow meaning of degenerate. I'm not talking about, someone's heritage or background or, any of the things that would involve the individual. More about people who degenerate civilization.
Okay.
Our civilization, the American civilization, the Western civilization, the Bill of Rights and the Ten Commandments, for example. Especially the secular commandments of perjury, theft, and murder, right? You're a degenerate if you don't oppose those things, right? So this too has stupid versus evil dynamic at play. But in the end, we're talking about corrupt and immoral people. Mm-hmm. And this includes people that are uninterested, unconcerned, indifferent, ignorant, callous, greedy, or indigent, slothful. All right. I would throw them all into kind of the stupid.
Okay.
Part of you know, eighth of the pie, right? Half of the degenerates, or some portion of the degenerates, maybe most of them, probably most of them, because the extortionists, the liars, the adulterers, the thieves, the murderers, they're evil. And no society could last long if they were a very high number, right? Mm-hmm. The fear people have of a societal collapse is that these people will rule, right? It's Walking Dead stuff, right?
Yeah.
But all the degenerates, these corrupt and immoral people, they live in a lower and usually vicious state.
So what percent of American population do you think falls into the degenerate category?
Too large. Larger than ever.
That's what I was going to get at big time. I feel like the extortionists, liars, adulterers, thieves, and murderers probably going up some. There's definitely more opportunity for them. And that's the evil dynamic. But the, quote, stupid dynamic, that part, and I mean the sloths, the people that are just always playing video games or watching TV, eating a bunch of junk food, don't care about politics, only watch sports or other entertainment, et cetera, et cetera. That's growing exponentially.
It's just ignorant people.
And ignorant, and don't care. They're like, I don't care about history, and I don't plan to learn about it. Because they literally take pride in their ignorance. Some of them, I know some of these people.
Their role in this construct, this spectrum of, you know, a modern American kinds of citizens, the four kinds, worldwide historical too, but we're focused on now.
Yeah.
It's a lower state of awareness. It's a vicious cycle of, you know, poverty and trouble with the law and not being successful.
Makes a lot of sense. All right.
All right. Now, the next fourth group, by definition, doesn't have the stupid and the evil among them. If it sounds to you like, yeah, I should belong in this group, this is a lot of what I'm all about, but you still recognize I'm unconcerned and indifferent to certain topics that are going to matter. I'm in favor of authoritarian use of government in this instance or that instance. If you don't question an income tax and believe a progressive taxation code that's collectivism, folks. It was passed on us over a decade ago, and it's not working. So you're not in the last group. And again, strong term, trying to be memorable here. It's the righteous, the righteous among us. And it's what I strive to try to be, but you don't always stay in the same group all the time,
right?
Depending on your behavior and on your views. But this is what, you know, Patriot Power Hour is putting out here tonight as what righteous people, how they think and act. Now, coming back to Mosaic Law and the Ten Commandments, the seven commandments that are a matter of conscience, they're spiritual. That's not how we're defining righteous right now. So this is civic,
okay.
The civic righteousness.
Based off the murder, theft, perjury.
And the ten the Bill of Rights,
the Bill of Rights, correct. Ten Bill of Rights, ten amendments.
Okay. So, in this sense, and this is, you know, part of American exceptionalism, which I'm proud to talk about because it's true. We have the group of people that, like nowhere else in the history of the world, stood for these values. And it's clear to all of us that this proportion of our society is shrinking. We're talking about the people of liberty with a sense of justice and morality. You use the terms, you know, ethical, good, honest, honorable, just, straight, upright, virtuous. We abhor liars, thieves, murderers. But we also fight against state religion, interference in the free exercise of religion, the abridgment of anybody's speech, the infringement of any press's freedom, interference with peaceable assembly, prohibition on petitions for governmental redress of grievances. We're talking First Amendment stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We oppose any infringement on keeping and bearing of arms by anybody. We resist searches and seizures without reason or without judicially sanctioned warrants supported by oaths of probable cause. We defy any other group of people that's perfectly okay with double jeopardy, self-incrimination, legal process without due rights, criminal indictment without grand jury in most circumstances has been done away with in this country if necessary. It's just a procedural, you know, artifact to an earlier age. Should be there for us if you're righteous in the sense that you believe in the Constitution. Seizure of private property under eminent domain without fair compensation or for private gain. We're against, we just reject delayed trials, secret trials, trials by biased jury, prosecution without notice of charges, unconfronted witnesses, witness testimony from outside court, denial of the assistance of counsel. We repudiate excessive bail, excessive fines, cruel punishment, unusual punishment. So it's a little bit of a, you know, take pieces of the Ten Commandments that all societies have in their civil code, in addition to all of our first 10 amendments of the U.S. Constitution. If you believe in them, you understand them, you watch for when they're infringed and decayed, you could be among the righteous. In this sense, it's a growing group of American, or a dwindling group of Americans, most of us perceive. But I think this system has a balance to it, Ben. When one group becomes an excessive proportion of the whole, we get to crisis moments. But you know, the tyrants, the degenerates, and the collectivists among us who are not righteous seem to have the day in 2021. That's probably what propels us to be on this radio as much as we can.
Oh man, it was a freaking great job. We're running out of time. I wish you could talk even further, but maybe that's a great time to finish it, because I think you just knocked it out of the ballpark with how you can relate righteousness and the key tenets of our civilization, of free Western civilization, specifically here in the U.S. Everything you noted right there.
It's the American civilization, because a lot of those rights exist nowhere else on the planet.
Right. And if they do, they came after, and they're not as, you know, entrenched. But obviously they're coming after us, because if they can knock us down, then anybody else is game over. They got no hope. Now, before we finish, we literally only got a minute. We got to make way for Next Generation. Can you comment on kind of the interplay between collectivists, tyrants, and degenerates? Because I think some people are all three, or at least have some vestiges of all of them. I mean, I know a lot of degenerates that use tyranny to steal from their neighbor and be a collectivist. I mean, I guess there's a lot of correlation between those three sometimes, huh?
Yeah, like powerful pedophiles in government.
Yeah. Well, there's a good one to end on.
You might get a trifecta there.
Boom. Knocked it out of the park. Well, this is one of our best episodes, I think, yet, to be honest. Lots of news, but going into this in great detail. Be less of a collectivist, less of a tyrant, less of a degenerate, and more righteous. We're only human, but we got to start with yourself and start at home as part of prepping. Good stuff, Future Dan. See you next week, man.
Yeah, I'll see you then. Good show, man.
Thank you for listening to the Prepper Broadcasting Network, where we promote self-reliance and independence. Tune in tomorrow for another great show, and visit us at PrepperBroadcasting.com.